Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and today's the day the federal government's Cash for Clunkers program takes effect. It's a stimulus program for car sales, really, and it does offer some pretty good savings for Americans willing to trade in an old car for a new and cleaner one, up to $4,500 directly from Mr. Geithner. Some automakers are offering to match it. This is non-commercial radio, but here for its news value, of course, is a Chrysler commercial that began running this week.
Whether you consider it a cruiser or a clunker, you could turn it into cash. Get to your Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer and get up to double the government's cash for your old car. Your Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer guarantees everyone up to $4,500 cash allowance on virtually every model. Get to your Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer on the double and get double cash for your old car.
So that's an example of the kind of thing that's out there now. And joining us with tips on how to and how not to take advantage of Cash for Clunkers is Jeff Plungis. He's a reporter for Bloomberg News. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming on WNYC. Where did this program come from, by way of background? Is this part of the $787 billion stimulus bill?
No. Well, it came from Congress. It was part of the discussion around the stimulus bill. It didn't actually make it into that bill. It made it into a defense appropriations bill later.
A defense appropriations
bill.
Everything. They tried to get that gun amendment for the carry across state lines thing into a defense appropriate. Why do they all wind up in defense appropriations bills?
Well, that the way Congress works is
it's because nobody
you have ideas kicking around there, and then whatever bill is going to get passed.
Right, I know.
It's because being the home.
And it's because usually people don't want to vote against defense appropriation bills for the not risk looking unpatriotic. So anyway,
those end up being very must pass bills. I mean, this really started was the dramatic problems of the auto industry. And we're looking at an auto industry right now that's selling about 10 million cars a year in the U.S., and that's down from 13 million cars last year and, about 17 million pretty much for the previous decade.
Right.
So, it's still a big, important part of the economy. And we've spent a lot of money on GM and Chrysler. So the idea behind this is it's twofold. One is to get people who may be on the sidelines into the showrooms, but it's also designed to take some older higher mileage vehicles off the road and replace them with new ones.
For environmental purposes. And listeners, this segment is really for you to get the details of the Cash for Clunkers program and figure out if this is a good thing for you with your particular automobile situation or not. So you can call us up. Jeff Plungis has been looking into the particulars. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Or post your question to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. It's up to $4,500. Who gets that? Who gets less?
You really, with this program, you can only get two credits. You can get $3,500 or $4,500, or nothing. And you get $4,500 if you have, an older car that gets 18 miles per gallon or less, and you buy a newer vehicle that gets 28 miles per gallon or more. So for that 10 mile per gallon increase, you get the full $4,500. To get $3,500, you need to buy, it's 18 miles per gallon for less for your trade-in, and it's 22 or more for the new vehicle. So you need a 4 mile per gallon increase.
Wow. So if you buy a cleaner car, you get a bigger rebate.
Yeah, and that was very much part by design, part of the discussion. And some environmental groups actually weren't happy with the final version because they felt like, there should have been a bigger push for even higher mileage vehicles, cars.
And how do they really know the gas mileage of your old clunker?
You have to go by the official EPA estimate, and there actually are a couple of easy ways to do this. One is to go to the official government website, which is www.cars.gov, and there are a bunch of frequently asked questions that are easy to get to. They also have a link to the EPA, which is the official government arbitrator of this number. And when you get to that site, you just plug in you need to know your model name, the model year, but you plug it in a couple of fields, then you get that number. And what you're looking for, you may recall that there are highway and city driving estimates, but for this program there's a combined number, kind of an average of the two.
So let's take an example. Patty Joe in Lincoln Park. Hi, Patty Joe.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and I assume you don't drive a Lincoln.
No, I don't.
What you got and what's your question?
Well, I have a 94 Ford, and it has 229,000 miles on it, and it is really a clunker. When I went to the government website for those EPA miles, it said, like, it should get 23 miles per gallon. And my mechanic says, this car gets lousy gas mileage. It's not going to get any better. It's just old. It gets about 18 or 17, like the program says. And I guess my question is, do they take into account that your car has a lot of miles on it and it really is just a clunker?
The answer is, unfortunately, no. Unfortunately, it probably because of, you're talking about a program where you're going to have millions of people participating. They need some sort of objective way to measure this. So they really do go by that official EPA estimate. And, of course, the estimate is taken from when the vehicle is new. So it doesn't really matter, what kind of mileage you're getting now in the real world. They're just the cutoff is that official EPA estimate. So, yeah, I drive like a 10-year-old car, and it would not qualify as a clunker. Its mileage is too good.
Steve in Brooklyn, and good luck, Patty Joe. Steve, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Good afternoon. I drive a 1997 Ford Windstar, and I can actually say I don't get miles per gallon. I get gallons per mile. And I'm wondering whether, in fact, taking the government subsidy grant, whatever you want to call it, and then the dealership grant, is the dealership going to just buff the price to kind of make up the difference? And, in fact, tell me they're giving me $4,500, say, Chrysler, and then just increase it in the other end.
That's a good question.
I mean, it sounds like you're a very good candidate for this program, especially if you're, you may be willing to trade down for, like, a smaller car or just, like, a bigger midsize car or even, some of the new minivans may get 4 miles per gallon more than your old one. You would really have to kind of do some research. But your question about what happens when you get to the dealer is a good one. I wrote a story on Bloomberg.com earlier this week talking about this issue. And what people really have to bear in mind with this program is it is – it's only for new cars. You have to go to a dealer. You don't get a check from the government. You don't get a voucher. What you get is the government paying the dealer directly $4,500 or $3,500. And so.
But that's pretty good, isn't it? Because then the buyer gets that money right off the top. You don't have to wait for a rebate check and fill out a million forms or wait for a tax credit or anything like that, right?
Yeah, that is true. And also, some manufacturers have been not waiting for the official rollout of the program, which, you know, starts today, and I think Monday, on the website today, they're saying Monday is the first day you can go into the dealership and get the credit directly.
So to Steve's question, and we played that Chrysler commercial before saying they're going to match the government's $4,500 or $3,500 or $4,500 with another $3,500 or $4,500 of their own. And is that legit, or did they just pump up the prices so that they could make them look reduced now?
Yeah, well, I think any new car purchase can be a challenge. And you, what you really, if you're going to take advantage of this program, you should keep in mind all of the useful strategies that are, you know, are widely available out there to help you negotiate.
In other words, maybe go try to negotiate the price of a new car first and then tell them, oh, by the way, I have this old clunker that I'm going to try again. I don't know if you can get away with that.
That's what I would do. And because, you know, the experts like Consumer Reports or Edmunds.com or Kelley Blue Book, they generally tell you you will get a better deal if you negotiate separately. So you have to negotiate the price of the new vehicle. Then secondly, in a normal transaction, you would negotiate the price of your trade-in. And generally, the dealer is not going to give you the best price for that anyway. But for this program, I mean, part of the beauty of it is you can kind of boil it down to one transaction, right? You negotiate that new car price.
Well, the first question out of the dealer's mouth is going to be, do you have a car to trade in?
Right, and I personally would hold that as close to the vest as you can.
Yeah.
And I mean, some of the experts I talked to said, you know, if you drive your clunker onto the lot, I mean, you're going to have salesmen lining up, you know, behind you because they know that you really want to do the deal, and they also know that you're going to feel $4,500 richer than you actually are. So they're going to use that to their advantage. And I really, what you have to keep in mind when you set foot on a new car lot is that you're going to be facing guys who negotiate day in and day out. They're professional negotiators. They know all the tricks. They know all the psychology.
So do your homework online and still go to many dealers like you would if you were buying any new big ticket item. Compare, comparison shop, negotiate, and then pick one that you're actually going to buy from, right?
Right. So, and then also...
And we have 10 seconds, Jeff. Last point.
Yeah. And another way to get a good price on a new vehicle is to shop online, to get bids from four or five dealers online from their internet departments before you go out.
There you go. Perfect suggestion. Okay, Jeff Plungis from Bloomberg News, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Today is day one of the government's Cash for Clunkers program, and if you play your cards right, you can get $4,500 or more if the dealers do match it off the price of a new car if you trade in one that gets worse gas mileage. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Stay with us.